We have a special trip planned today. We're actually going to go to the fires in Pacific Palisades. We're going to sail to that area. As you can see, it's blue skies where I am. But I'm going to tell you, my boat was covered in ash. It was completely black from ash. And the water is full of ash. And it was terrible. So we're going to go look at it close up. But at the moment, you can see kind of the smoke in the distance there. I don't know how much smoke we're going to encounter. So we got masks in case. But we're going to do kind of a, what is this? Like a journalistic trip to Pacific Palisades, because you can't really see it from land, like exactly what's happening. So we can see it closer from the sea. Kind of eerie here. It's like the quiet before the storm. So we're going to hoist now. And it's funny because there's blue skies here, but over there, you can see the clouds. Not clouds, I mean smoke. So this boat was so full of smoke, so full of ash. So sails up, ready to go. So there you can see kind of the division between the smoke and the blue sky right there in front of us.
Yeah. Oh sure, you should see what I have a couple of photos from.
Oh, we're gonna have blue skies temporarily, but then very soon we'll be in smoke land here. So enjoy the blue skies while we have it. Not for long. So we're about to exit the harbor here.
$500.
Yeah.
Right there.
I had a lot of friends.
So here's the excitement now. So now I can see the mountains there, and there's no fire now because the fire, of course, burned that area. But I'll show it to you later. But it looks good. There's no. The fire's actually away now from the ocean. You can see Santa Monica is intact. So, yeah, no. So I think we'll be able to see it closely, and the smoke doesn't seem to be so extreme here. We'll be okay. Okay, so I want you to see this. So right here, you can see blue skies behind me, and I'm just gonna turn around, and you can see the smoke line here. So you can see where that smoke is. So it's on my port side, a little bit there. So you can see the fires over there. It's kind of flaring up in Mandeville Canyon or Brentwood. So that's where the new area is. It's actually inland a little bit. So I can see all of Pacific Palisades. I'll show you closer up pictures, video when we get closer. We're still quite a ways away here. We're probably 5 miles away still. But I can see Pacific Palisades, and whatever I see, there are no more homes there. So all of that is just burnt husks of whatever that area is, or whatever's left of Pacific Palisades. So I can see the fires here, and there's the one in Brentwood and Mandeville Canyon, and then I can see the one that's called the Kenneth Fire. So you can watch the smoke patterns there. And the one on the right is the one in Mandeville Canyon, and the one on the left here is in the valley near Encino. I was about to say that we're the only boat here, but then I see one more boat. But other than that, there's no other craft. I guess there's a sailboat behind me, but there's not a lot of boats trying this. Look at this. But we have a kind of a different view. This is an opportunity to see this from a different angle that you can't normally see. I'm going to tell you, though, I don't smell smoke. Maybe because the wind is blowing onshore. So we have wind from onshore. So the wind is blowing the smoke away from us. And it's okay. And then you can still see it's blue sky behind me. And it's blue sky above me. I don't see smoke. I guess we have to be very close to be affected by the smoke. We're still a few miles away here. So I'm going to guess we're still 4 miles away. Maybe 3.5. So we're in Santa Monica. So you can see Santa Monica over here. And that's actually partly an evacuation, but they're still okay. But this is what I can see here. There's absolutely no more fire because it's all burnt from Topanga all the way to Pacific Palisades. There's no fire, blue sky, no smoke, no fire behind it because it's all burnt. It's just black land there. And the only fire is behind, in the mountain behind. So if I scan here, so you see me scanning all the way to the left there, that's all burnt. That's why there's no fire, because it's already burnt. So the fire's behind that mountain there. Let me scan from Santa Monica right here. Then there's the fire. And there's Pacific Palisades, which has no fire. Topanga, which has no fire. All the way to Malibu, no fire. And there's no fire because it's already burned. So whatever communities are there is gone. There's no more. Here's from Santa Monica. Let me pan. There's the edge of Santa Monica.
Yeah.
The fire behind it is Mandible Canyon, which is Brentwood. And then here's Pacific Palisades. There's fire behind it. That's actually in the valley near Encino. Probably the Kenneth Fire.
I can't tell if it's burnt or not.
And then there's nothing there. All of that you see in front of me is burnt. Everything is burned all the way. All the mountains that I can see here, they're all burned now. Actually blue skies above this. Look at that.
No, but I did take, of course.
We're getting close now and we're still in blue skies right above me. I actually didn't expect this because there's like clear skies right above us and we're not that far from it. So you can see all around me here is clear sky. That's because the fire's moved on. It's already burned. So that's all burned already. So there's nothing left there. So it's kind of interesting because from a distance, you might think that you can't really come close to here because of the smoke, but that would be wrong. You can come pretty close. It's actually very, very clear. There's not any smoke. I can't smell any smoke right at the moment. The wind is coming onshore, so I'm not... Some of us are wearing masks, but I don't have to. I don't smell any smoke. I see some ashes, though, but there's some ashes on the boat. But otherwise, it's okay. So I think we're about, a couple of miles away still. I mean, you can see it pretty clearly now, but it's still a couple of miles away, and you can see there's no vegetation anymore. on the mountains around because it's all burned. So I'll show you a close-up when we're closer. Okay, that's Pacific Palisades right in front. Sunset Boulevard on the left. So all of those homes up there are burned. Every single one. They're gone. Looks pretty devastating, actually. You can see pretty much the whole shore for miles are burned. Miles and miles of shore completely burned.
That ground is 6.6.
What's the wind?
6.6. Water, our speed through the water is 6.2.
So I see Sunset Boulevard right by the beach is still intact. That part's still intact. I can still see the Getty. So they said the fire went around the Getty, but it didn't burn the Getty because I can still see the Getty building. But buildings around it are burned. You can just see black everywhere. So you can see structures, but they're like blackened. So they're like just husks. They're like burnt husks.
Down to 6 knots and it's not sloping.
Pretty much everything to the right side of the boat is burned. All of that. Everything to my right. There's no smoke, sky is blue. There's nothing, look up in the sky. Yep, because it's already burnt. There's nothing left. So, now we're getting pretty close. We're probably just half a mile away.
Yeah, I see rubble.
Okay, we're pretty close. We're probably just half a mile away. I don't think I can get any closer because it's like 30 feet of water. It's about as close as I can get safely here. So there's houses there. You can see the houses there. But on the left side, none. So right above the plume, or right below the plume of smoke, we're actually here on the left side of the plume of smoke. That's all burned. That's Pacific Palisades, all the way down to there. So all of that is Pacific Palisades. Wiped off the map, pretty much. Wiped off the map. Santa Monica is back there, which is not that far away, but it's a bit of separation. So you can see we have blue skies where we are. We don't actually have smoke in our faces here. And you can see the active fires. It's actually a clear view. We have a very clear view close up here that we don't get when we're far away. It's a lot clearer view, a much better view than I would have thought. chopper above here. Military. Okay, so here's the story. So I'm right in front of the Getty property, and you can see the area to the east of the Getty is burned, and there are houses to the west of the Getty, they're not burned. So that's like kind of a boundary. The mountains behind it are completely burned all the way to the west. So that's all burnt there, but not the ones near the ocean here. So these homes here are okay. That's Topanga, I believe. So that's Topanga. So the houses down, there's a fire engine right there. So that's the Getty, that orange building, that's the beginning of the Getty property. The only, yeah, there's so many fire trucks in there, you can see. And then that's Pacific Palisades now to the right of the Getty, and that's where all the burned property is, as you can see. So this is what's happening here. So the wind is blowing from the west, from onshore. So there's actually hardly any smoke here now, it's now being blown inshore. So you get a clear view. You get a clear view, and then the smoke is coming from there, which is from the valley, the Kennet Fire, that area near Encino. And this one here is kind of getting dissipated here. It's like spreading out. This is the one near Brentwood. So it looks like it changed color. So maybe that's a good sign. Maybe they did something there. So that's the Mescal Canyon Road. And the Palisades School is right at the end of that. And up top is the Palisades Village, which also burnt down. You can see all these homes on the crest of the mountain here. They're gone. They're all gone. All the homes by the water there are gone. So the problem here is that we can't see above. We can just see because we're too close now. So we can see just the crest here. We can't see over. We just see what's burned down on the shore. So when we were farther away, we could see it better. So on the way back, I'll do another shot to show you the big picture, because I can't see what's behind this right here. I can't see what's behind it because we're kind of too close to it. Let me just show you. So there's Santa Monica. There's Santa Monica right there. So that's kind of the border. That's still Santa Monica, Santa Monica, Santa Monica, Santa Monica, Pacific Palisades burned. So that's all burned. Burned, 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 burned. Burned all the way there, and then all the mountains behind it are burned. So what's interesting, and I'm going to just emphasize this, is if you wanted to go boating and see this, you can, because as you can see, we're pretty much right next to it, and it's blue sky. It's still blue sky. The smoke is being blown away, as long as there's onshore wind. And right now the wind is onshore. It's blowing it was blowing 12 knots a moment ago. So blowing 12 knots onshore, so meaning away into land, so going into land. So yeah, it's very clear sky. There's nothing where there's no smoke smell or anything. There's some ashes from last night when the wind died, when it was calm, but right now there isn't. So it's okay as far as being here. There are no boats, hardly. Nobody's actually out here watching the traffic. So since we've been here, I watched that smoke, and it's gotten, the smoke has dissipated a little bit. It's more white. It was like black earlier. This one is completely dissipated, so it looks like they made progress here. I don't see like a big fresh smoke plume here. So it looks like they made progress just in the time that we've been here. So that's burning in, that's the Mandeville Canyon fire. Or the Pacific Palisades now moved to Mandeville Canyon over there, which is Brentwood. And then that one is in the valley. So that fire is actually behind, near Encino. So that's behind the mountain. So that's fairly far away. So we're moving away from it now, and my goodness, there's so many fire trucks and police cars and everything, like just always a non-stop stream of red lights, flashing red lights on the roads. So obviously a lot of emergencies. There's all of those like fire trucks parked there and moving in and out. There's so many of them. So all of these areas here are not burned, but they're evacuated. They're all evacuated, all of these. This is the north side of Santa Monica. This is the north side of Santa Monica, so all of that should be evacuated right north of that white building, the big white building. That should be evacuated. So all of these apartment complexes right here, that should be evacuated. We're headed back now, and it's blue sky all the way around us here. Again, that offshore wind blew all the smoke away. Oops! So we don't actually have any smoke fears here. Wearing a mask, but there's no smoke.
They would see, like, you know, the
hello. But there's no smoke.
Yeah,
no, there's not.
So you're making them think there's smoke because you're wearing the mask.
God.
See, you took the mask off now. Habit.
Yeah.
It's just habit, I guess, you know. You think there's something, but completely blue sky all around us. C-130? There's a lot of planes, you know, the water dropping planes and helicopters.
Thank you.
Almost back. So what do you see behind me? Oh my gosh, it got bigger. Look at that. In just a short time, that fire over there got bigger. Terrible. So I think there was a wind shift and the wind started coming over the mountains there, and that's when that fire started to accelerate. So now it's looking pretty bad. So that's Mandeville Canyon fire in Brentwood. So yeah, that doesn't look good. It's actually turning black. So I'm gonna go home and watch the news, and probably not gonna be good. So more bad news here. We're gonna drop the sail.
Okay.
In a second here.
You guys wanna drop?
Yeah, we want me to.
Okay, so we're back. We're back. That was quite a trip. That was pretty educational. And now we're back in peaceful Marina Del Rey Harbor. And, you know, with the black to the blue skies. The smoke is just right there, just behind us here. And we're insulated from here, except for the ash. There was so much ash on my boat. This was so full of ash when I came in here. And I had to, like, soak it to just so we can even sit on the boat. It was just full of ash. So tonight it might get ash again. So we'll find out tomorrow. But thank you for joining us in this adventure, my friends. And hopefully you get educated about what's happening here in Los Angeles.